this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
While we're collecting the offering, I just want to ask Chris. Chris, just to give us some feedback. Last year, Chris went on the Coast to Coast tour as part of Inspired to Become. Many of you, most of you will know him. He's an absolute legend, doing incredible work with the youngsters here in Somerset the West and from Namzam and all sorts of different parts in Cape Town. So I've asked Chris just to give you some more info on what he's been up to these last few weeks. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Heinrich. So I'm just going to tell you guys about the mission trip that we did over December. Inspired to Become and Christian Skaters Africa partnered with Amplify to do the coast-to-coast mission trip. It's basically a roadshow that we do around the coast, and we do like an evening program that's like a show at those couple of places. It was Hermanus, Mossel Bay, Jeffreys Bay, Plets, and PE. So this was the third time we did it. It happens every second year. The first time we did it, I was part of the show and I had to do a skating show, and I only had a couple of small ramps like this. And you know, you had to impress people walking, going to the beach, just walking around, trying to impress people going just this high and stuff. And last year, I met up with James and them, and we just decided to build much bigger ramps. And it's been a dream of mine to build these big mobile ramps that you can set up anywhere. And about 3 months before Coast to Coast, we started working on it. And guys just really pulled in and helped us. Clint from CT Cupboards just opened his workshop for us. And we finished it the day before Christmas. And on Christmas Day, we had to pack it. And the next day, the 26th, we set it up for the first time. There you can see the trailer and where we set it up. And I just want to thank everyone that helped, people from this church and other people just came and helped. Gerard, Nadia, some families just pulled in. Thanks to everyone. So that's us setting it up in Hermanus. And then I had to do the show on it. It took us about 4 hours to set up every day. And to set it down again took about 2 hours. So it was crazy hard work, but it was really worth it. There you can see that's how the setup looks when it's done. That was in Jeffreys Bay. And so the team consisted of about 60 people, and we divided it up in three teams. The first team was the events team. Part of the events team was the skate show. After the skate show, I did my testimony. And my brother was also part of the show. He's a Paralympic athlete, and he also runs Inspired to Become with me. He also gave his testimony. We had dancers. We also had some individuals just doing performances. We also had Marco and Yolandi. That's the Nations Band from Cape Town, Shofar Church. And then the Shofar Band ended the show off. And then after the show, we had an altar call. So the next team, the second team, was the preparations team. They did just mostly the food preparations, and they did marketing through the day, walking around, handing out flyers, and a lot of other work. And the last team was the ministry team. That was a group that would stay behind the next day. So everyone that gave their lives to the Lord, the next day there would be like a baptism or some sort of an encounter, one that they do with them, connecting with the local church. And we had about 137 follow-up cards filled in. But even more people gave their hearts to the Lord. And that's what it's all about, Inspired to Become, or even, people from this congregation just working together, doing a missions trip. You know, it's a crazy time to do it over December. But just seeing people get saved, and that's what it's about. And then I just want to tell you guys where Inspired to Become is at the moment. For those that don't know, it started in 2010 by my brother and myself. He focuses on athletics for kids with disabilities, and I focus on action sports. And then we're expanding this year. That's why the picture of my wife was there. So I just want to call up my wife real quick. We're expanding Inspire to be more than just youth development through sport. It's going to be just youth development. So we're expanding into a project that's going to be focusing on youth. My wife's going to focus on education therapy. So I'm very stoked to introduce her to the church. Yeah, and then our biggest project at the moment is the skate park. That's how the skate park looks in Somerset West. That's kind of our base, that where we operate from. This year we got a roof over our bowl, which was a big one. And that's the design of how it looked, how we wanted it to look in the beginning. And now we're just expanding it to that. We want to expand the skate park a little bit. And then we want to add some containers in the back there so that kids can come and hang out in the containers. We'll obviously develop it into some sort of a clubhouse facility. We want to put some shading areas and picnic benches. And here in front, you see there's we just want to add sports and stuff. So there's a volleyball net there and a little pool, which will be not a swimming pool. It will just be a skimboarding pool. We can put up jumping castles or whatever just to make it really family friendly. Because I really believe God is calling us to infiltrate the communities. It's great to expect them to come to church. But with this project, our vision is really to get to know other families that's maybe not in church, to hang and spend time with them. So that's really the vision. If you guys want to be a part of this, thank you for everyone that's been a part of it. But if you want to be a part of it in the future going forward, just come and chat to us. Thanks. Enjoy the service.
Thank you so much, Chris. And if you're looking for a worthwhile community project to get involved in, look no further. That's an amazing one. And so this Sunday morning is called Activate Sunday. Okay, and so at the beginning of this year, we just want to sit down a little bit and spend some time having a little bit of a family talk and so you guys can know what we're all about as Shofar, where we're heading this year. And so now often what happens, we have a lot of stuff going on, like Chris over there, and he's got a lot of dreams in his heart, and that's coming to fulfillment. Many of you want a partner, many of you have got your own dreams. And so the question is, where do we go? How can we get involved? And so we're not going to be able to cover all the different ministries that we have in church. We'll do that over the next few weeks. But we do want to highlight a few for you and give you an opportunity to, over these next 3 days, to really pray about God, where is it that you would like me to get involved? Again, free will offering from the heart, but God, how can I partner? How can I be part of this living stones that you are busy using to build a house? And so before we do that, Etienne, if you guys can play that video for us, we're just going to watch and listen to a short clip from Pastor Fred, who just wants to share his heart a little bit with us. So sit back and enjoy.
One of the big changes that has happened in church life in the last few decades is the restoration of something that Martin Luther had actually introduced to the church and has never quite hit home or become a reality in church. And I'm talking about the priesthood of all believers, about the fact that church does not comprise one man preaching at a lot of people who receive his wisdom and his ministry and then go home to continue with their lives. Church is meant to be a place where every believer sees themselves as that minister, as that person whom God would use. And obviously, from the New Testament, we understand that everybody has a different contribution to make. Everybody has another gift. So whoever stands in the pulpit and teaches or preaches or sings or prophesies, they would bring a specific gift. But that does not mean that the rest of us are recipients. What is in fact happening is that somebody is allowed to share what God has given him or her to share with the rest of us. And so we believe that everybody should have the opportunity to find where God would have them share and how God would have them share at any time in our lives, because the greatest privilege that we have as believers is to share what God has given us. And you know, for me, the big revelation is not so much the fact that I have something to give or something to share. The big revelation is that God views me as the gift. I'm the gift and you the gift. And so when I come and I bring my gift, it's a double blessing that I give to people. I give myself and I give of myself. But the great joy is in discovering what that would mean for me. And so For that purpose, we have a Sunday called Activate Sunday, where we present to people what church is actually all about. Because church is more than just a meeting or meetings or gathering. Church happens every day, everywhere, where the people of God are the gifts that God has called us to be. And obviously, all of us, wherever we work or are at home, we're always giving of ourselves because that's what believers do. But in an organized way, in terms of an established ministry, there's so much happening in our ranks. And it's so important that we see everything as integrated. God is a God of integration because God is the Shema of the Jews. The Shema means our God is one, the three in one. And God loves to see himself manifest in this integrated fashion. Everything ties together. Everything flows together. Everything moves together from one point to another distinct point. And so it is our honor and our privilege. It's really exciting for us to present to you some of what we do and some of what happens out there. Many of the initiatives in church come from the people themselves. People who come to us and say, God has really laid this on my heart, and this is what I believe is important for church. This is what we ought to be involved in. So over the years, a lot of initiatives have been born in that way. However, at this time, we'd like to think that we're doing as much as God wants us to do as a church here and now. We cannot take on 20 or 50 more because that'll fracture us. But we'd like for you to have knowledge and exposure to what is happening, what we're doing. And then we'd like for you to go home and pray about, God, where do you want me to get involved? What do you want me to do? And how can I make a contribution? Scripture says that whatever is not born of faith is sin. It doesn't quite cut it with God. And so God wants us to live from this place of very sincere and deep conviction. And we invite you to join us in this way so that 2016 for you will be a year of great reward, great excitement, and great discovery as you find out what God wants to do in you and through you to change the world around you. The Lord bless you.
Amen. The amazing thing about just partnering with one another is, as Chris experienced as he was going on this mission trip, you know, the reality is that according to God's books, God's accounting books, those 137 souls that got saved are counted to you and to me as part of this congregation who's blessing him financially and who's praying for him and who's standing in faith with him. And that's the beauty of partnership. Not all of us can physically go all the time, but we can partner with someone else. And so I think for Chris and Inspire to become, they've got a big need. They trust in the Lord for favor with the municipality to expand the ground, I believe, so they can fit in more. I want to encourage you to just go and pop in there by the skate park. Annika and myself, we went yesterday. She wanted to do some rollerblading. And, of course, I was doing a few backflips there off the ramps and stuff from the comfort of my car, all in faith. But it was amazing just to see the many different kids there, from little ones to older ones, and those with tattoos, those without tattoos, those with hair, those without hair. It was just a crazy different, a melting pot of different cultures. I really want to encourage you to throw your weight in there just through prayer and support. Speak to him. Now you can get involved. And then there will be many more such opportunities for you. You will see on your chair this little card that says that this year I commit my time to being present in my surrounding community and building on the foundation that God has given us as a church family. And we're sort of simplifying this year a little bit. We're not wanting to do too much, but we do want to consolidate. We do want to make sure we lay our foundation right. And so I want to ask you to please take this card with you. Have it in your Bible over the next few days as you're fasting, as you're going for a walk and you're praying, you're chatting to God about where you should get involved. And then you would bring this to your small group and have a conversation there as to what the Lord is saying to you. And then next week, Sunday evening, we'll all come together and we pray around these cards and around the commitments the Lord has placed in our hearts. A commitment that you feel led, something that you feel the Lord is calling you to do and how you can partner. And then at the back, at the info table, we've got these little fridge magnets, which I want to encourage you to grab one. We want to bless each household with one, so we don't have tons of them lying around there. They do cost a few rand. So please, if you can only take one per family, put it against your fridge, and then what I will do within the next 2 days is I will email you our calendar for the first 6 months. Okay? You can print that and then you can put that against your fridge and just have this up there as a little reminder of the fact that the Lord has called us to partner together as a family. So for those of you maybe you're a little bit unsure, again, let me just remind you of what it is the Lord has called us to do. As a local body, we believe God has called us to reach nations and generations, old and young, different colors, different complexions. And we do that by disciple making, leadership development, and through church planting. So everything that we do revolves around either making disciples, becoming better disciples ourselves. So Chris, being out there, is not just about skating. It's about actually building relationship with people, getting them to a place where they trust us enough so they can open up about the drug addiction, about the dad beating them at home, about the abortion they had, in a way they would never do someone just in the church setting. And then we can walk with them, lead them to Christ, and then disciple them. We look at them as not just someone who's down and out, a guy whose pants are hanging on his knees, but someone who has God potential inside of him, a leader in the making, and someone whom God wants to use to expand His kingdom. So everything that we do, everything we're going to talk about is either going to fit into how do we make disciples, how do we raise up leaders, and how do we plant churches through which we can see the kingdom of God coming. And at this stage, I just want to give Kurt a short opportunity to chat to you guys a little bit about what's been birthing in his heart and through his heart. You will see there that we say we believe firmly in church planting. Clutersville planted in the midst of gang-infested area. Nomzamo planted in a very tough environment as well. And then the Lord has laid it on Kurt in Machli's heart to go and plant a church in Pietermaritzburg. And so if you wonder about why it's so hot these last few weeks, it's because the Lord is wanting to prepare Kurt in Machli for where they're heading. But I do believe it's without the wind, Kurt, so that's a blessing or not. Depends on how you look at it. So Kurt in Machli, they're leaving at the end of January. Next week, Sunday, as I said in my mail, it's his last service with us. And so I just want him to share with you guys a little bit about his journey and how they got there and what the progress has been, because we're going to support them, right? We, even though we're far away from Pietermaritzburg, we've adopted them as a church. It just makes sense, amen, as relationship. We don't kick them out and say, cheers, Kurt, there you go, buddy, all the best. We're part of a family, so we're going to support them financially. We're going to support them by sending missions teams to them. We're going to strategize together because they remain part of our family. Just because they're in a different location doesn't mean that the relationship changes. Can I get an amen? All right, so if you go on holiday to Durban, please pop in at Pietermaritzburg as well, and we'll chat to you about when we'll be sending a mission team there. So, Kurt, over to you, brother.
Cool. Andre caught me a little bit by surprise. Hence, I am dressed as if I'm in Pietermaritzburg ready for the heat. God is trying to acclimatize us. So I guess, sorry about that, but when we leave, I'm sure it'll cool down a bit. Next week, I'll share a bit of from now till then. I'll just quickly share a little bit of leading up to now. Obviously, starting in Shofar a couple of moons back, this is obviously there from the beginning, reaching nations and generations. And God, through the years, I've just prepped Machli and myself. Machli has been working for the church for years, almost every department. Between her and myself, we've been involved in every department within the church. Not realizing God has been prepping us for a day such as this. Obviously, beginning of last year, God really laid on a whole big time that it's time. You know, it's time to take that step out. It's time to move on to something that He's prepared for us, not knowing exactly what it was. But through the years, we've been groomed for it. We've been groomed for taking that step of faith. And obviously, at this point, to take that step of faith when you've got two little ones is a bit of a step of faith, especially for Machli. You know, it's as a mom, by default, her first thought is, how do I protect my children? You know, like a mother bear. So, obviously, leading up to it, God laid it in our heart, and we started praying about it. And, God just before Heinrich actually asked that they've been talking on the A-team about planting in Maritzburg and how do we feel about it. He laid another couple of places in front of me just to test the waters. And I was like, no, that's a bit too far. That's a bit too close. So literally came down to God just really laying in our heart that they, you know, we could sit here and we really enjoy it here. The church is amazing. All of you are absolutely stunning, and we've been really enjoying getting to know you over the last 2 years. So it really has been awesome here. And even looking ahead, if we were to stay, it would have been awesome. if it was up to us, staying would have been obviously the pinnacle. Everything is just amazing here, except for the wind. Everything else is awesome, you know. So when they did ask us, it really was a case of if God hadn't done it in our hearts before, and if we hadn't been prepped by the way the church operates in this discipling, you know, if you've done all the Bible schools, if you've done all that stuff, you are being prepped for a move that God wants to do in your life. You're being equipped for that move, however it looks. Whether it be a job, whether it be full-time ministry, God is prepping you the whole time through our discipleship track. And that, obviously, when they asked, when Heinrich asked on behalf of the rest of the team also, for us it was, okay, God has actually been talking to us about this for a while. He's prepped us, he's equipped us, but are we willing to take that step of faith? So obviously going up and visiting Maritzburg a couple of times, God immediately laid on my heart for KZN is, where's the church are not just, and especially what Chris is doing and a couple of other NGOs and ministries you hear about later, is this is not a cultural ministry. You know, by default, obviously you connect with people that are in your social circles and relationally, but at the end of the day, there are people across every gender, there's two genders, but every culture, there are more cultures than there are genders, before I get into that heresy. But they're just cultures, and Maritzburg, obviously being the capital of KwaZulu-Natal, and KwaZulu-Natal as a whole is a hotbed of so much of the conflict in our country and all the other spiritual stuff. And God just laid on our heart, you're going there. And it's not a small coincidence that Machli woke up more than 8-9 years back screaming, Lord, but I can't marry a colored guy. What's going on? But God prepared her back then for this stepping over the culture barrier with me. Yes, it was. At that stage, she thought it was a nightmare, but now she remembers it as actually a dream, a very amazing dream. And she hopefully relives that amazing dream every day, just without the screaming in the morning and sweat. So she wakes up and goes, no, it's actually real. But anyways, all of those things have led us to this point. Now we're going there, and with your faith and with your prayers and with your support, we're able to start bridging the gap and partnering, obviously, with the congregations that are there and forming part of that network and that net of salvation that we trust God is, and we know He is busy spreading out across KZN. And Pietermaritzburg being the capital of KwaZulu-Natal, yes, it's not Durban, it's Pietermaritzburg, which I didn't know also until I used that wonderful prophetic tool of Google. I found out it is the capital. It's about 500,000 people, more or less, give or take a few, living in Pietermaritzburg. And it's just amazing how God has prepped us. So, yeah, I'm going to end with that. Next week I'll share from now onwards where God is busy talking to us. I'll be preaching last week my last message here. So just for your prayer continually. Whenever we cross your mind, whether it be the lame joke I said today or time before, if that's maybe just where God is reminding you to pray for us. And any other way, if you've got family over there, We really trust in that God will bring together not just a group of people who want to have church, but want to be the church, who come together on a Sunday because they actually want to share testimony of what God has been doing through them in their workplace, at school, and that both the generations, both the cultural lines that have been separating people, that you know, God will use us. And obviously we can't do that without your prayer and without God's Spirit leading us. So yeah, amen.
Thanks, Kurt. Yeah, so while we're fasting as well, we'll be praying for Pietermaritzburg and just what the Lord is doing there. Okay, we're going to change things up a little bit because time is a little bit against us. So, Gerard, I'll ask Gerard if he can come and just share with us a little bit. As you all know, that Gerard, or Big G as I call him, you see why, he's heading up Procorus for us, and Procorus is the umbrella body, NGO body, that covers most of our community projects in Somerset West. And then he's also in charge of our body serve ministry, and our body serve ministry caters for all the needs in-house. All right, so if there are church members who are in financial need, they need any support, then Gerard is your man to speak to. We've got a very active body serve ministry, and we help quite a lot of people in church, and then Procorus focuses on the needs outside of church, right? So people who aren't necessarily Shofar members, but who are in need of assistance as well. And so it's a massive ministry, and we have also worked towards a place where finally we've been able to release Gerard slowly but surely, from the massive role that he has played in just making sure that our Sunday services are set up. Jared has been such a rock, such a star, such a stable foundation, enabling us to have wonderful services and such a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes that most of us aren't even aware of. And he's just always there, Saturday afternoons and evenings, early in the Sunday morning, late Sunday evening, working hard, holiday times working. He's got 350 leave days. He hasn't taken how many? Quite a lot. Okay, and so, because it was needed for him for a season to really work hard on the logistics. But we're excited for the season Gerard is also entering into. So I want to ask you, please, as well, that you would not bug Gerard with logistical things on a Sunday. We'll have ECs, Eugene, there at the back. Eugene, wave. Eugene is our Sunday coordinator, together with Johan Stadler, JP Dix, and you remember, see, and Tian. Okay, so they are the guys helping out on Sunday, so please don't bug Gerard with it. I know that I've got to train myself and do that as well. Always first board of call, because Gerard knows everything, and he always has an answer to help out. But Gerard, I just want to honor you. I want to thank you, right, for just being such a rock and being such a wonderful pillar that has enabled me also to come in and to know things are taken care of. You're such a big blessing to us. I've never come across someone with such an amazing, selfless servant heart. And so we really want to honor you, want to bless you, brother. We appreciate everything that you have done, and we're excited about where the Lord is taking you. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, hello, family. Hoe gaan dit? My name is Gerard Venter Ter Haar. And ek is 'n Afrikaner en van Hollandse afkomst. But I'll do the English for you today. Thank you, Heinrich, for these kind words. I'm a follower of Christ, and I'm a servant of God. Can I have an amen for that? Yeah, thank you. Okay, I've been asked to talk about Precorius. It is Shofar's community development arm. Yeah, it's exactly what it says, community development. We assess problem areas, we assess need, and we address the need, and we solve the problem with the grace of God and with the cooperation of donors. It'll be private donors, corporate sponsors, and yeah, we rely, as a Shofar global body, we rely heavily on our Shofar family. So it's the churches, so it's you, yeah. You and you, yeah. Okay, there's a couple of projects that we're running at this stage. It's the same presentation of last year. I haven't changed a bit because the need is the same as last year. So if you saw in October, November what I did, we looked firstly at the Spring of Life creche. The creche is on the stable ministries. So we got a church in our a township there in Zola. It's called Spring of Life Creche. It's been run by a principal, Ellen Marikebo. She's a wife of an elder of the church. So it is a church creche, if I can call that. Now, what we need there, or what we're busy with doing there, is we need volunteers to help relieve the workload on the principal and her helper, her teacher helper. Expertise like teaching, that'll all be great. We also need some favor with the Western Cape government. We need to register as an ECD. So if anybody does have those connections and yeah, we need prayer there, because the ECD program is a worldly thing that's been pushed on us, and we got to conform to this and that. And it's really, it threatens to stifle what these godly women are trying to do there. And they started this creche more than 10 years ago just to relieve the need of the people in the church for the children and to give them a Christian education at a young age. What we're also very excited about, just Friday, this Friday past, I heard from them, they are going to start their own kitchen now. So inside of their monthly fee that the parents will be paying, they will be receiving breakfast and lunch for the children. So they will be standing in faith for a lot of financial help, vouchers, also contributions, food, anything like that will work well. You can run it through me, and Precorus will spread it out to them. At this stage, I just want to remind you guys, in the front foyer, there's a big orange wheelie bin, like a rubbish bin. We've been utilizing that bin for donations and for, it's clothes, and there was tins of food, but old clothes and stuff, and that we distribute through Procorus to whatever of these projects we got. Wherever the need arises, we contribute that. So I just want to encourage you to keep on supporting us there. It's a great help for us to know that every Sunday I can just go and, oh, there's the clothes we need for baby Rosa that came into the crèche and has got a need there. Okay, then I'm going to go to Kingdom Kids. That is in Solaris Pass Village. It's just on that side of the Helderberg Basin. Just a brief, sure. A lot of poverty in Solaris Pass. It seems as if the Southeaster has dropped all the social problems in there, in that corner. It's really poor. And these teachers, there's four of them standing there in the background. They've done this crèche on their own. We as a church, from a women ministry point of view, have been supporting them. It is Nikki Titus, Hanmarie Kunneke, Machli, Kurt's wife, was one of the starter ladies there. And then Francie. Is Francie here? I just want to see if we can ever face Francie. Not? No. Francie Snyders. She's also a contact person. So at the end, when you do feel you want to help with Kingdom Kids, their needs are twofold. It's for the children itself. So it's playtime, all the other material needs as well. But playtime is such a big a need there. The parent figure, the father figure that is, and also the mother figure that is absent from these children's lives. And the other part where they're starting this year is women ministry towards the parents and also to the teachers itself, but the parents of the children. So the women's ministry is going to develop this year. Okay, then we go to Tani Joyce's Sopcom base. That's just next door of Kingdom Kids. That's the old station house there in Solaris Pass. Auntie Joyce has always also been going for 10 years there. She's really an anchor in the community there. She provides two meals a day, 6 days a week, 7 days. Yeah. And where we're helping her is really just connecting people with a serving heart from our churches to go on a voluntary basis, go help with making food, taking food, counseling, prayer time while the meals are served. We also do some outreaches there, so there's always a need for people going with. And I've recently, or last year, end of last year, I had a lady who offered to take the maintenance plan on her little delivery vehicle where she go fetch all her own produce from the donors. So that vehicle has been sponsored, the maintenance. So all those little things, it's mostly financial, but all those little things, there's really a big need in Auntie Joyce's life. Then at HH High School, just down here in Somerset West, we're supporting a feeding scheme. It started 2 years ago. It's going really well. We're supporting financially. There's always a need there. Okay, and then the last one. Yeah, the Somerset West Night Shelter. It's down in Somerset West, just on the other side of the railway line. It's a huge NGO. It's a very needed NGO. We've been involved with night shelter work for 3 years now, for the third year in a row. There's just a photo of 2014. Where we went and just spent as a group, we spent an evening, just went and talked, blessed them, just with listening to them. There's also other involvement from small groups where they will have a bribe for them for special events like Father's Day, maybe once Friday or once a month on a weekend Friday or a month in Friday. They go bribe for them. Just have a talk, maybe organize a sports night for them. It's a beautiful establishment, beautiful site they've got there. They keep on developing it. But they do need help, and very on the spiritual level, where we really are involved and need to be involved there as small groups and as individuals. We've had last year, July, one individual from our church. I'm not going to name him to kind of not shame him. But yeah, he started with Bible study on a Tuesday. A lot of resistance in the spirit, and this guy's didn't like it on that night, and this and that. And he just kept his head down, and he just listened to what God wanted to do there. And there was amazing miracles and growth amongst those people, because there's this broken relationships. There's real poverty outside of the material stuff. And this group, I spoke to the other guy as well. They're going to do it next year again. They need people to help. It's not a program that you can fall into. You can contact me and we can put you in contact with someone. But it's also what is on your heart. Maybe you want to start it. Maybe you want to run another night. Maybe you want to do something else there. But yes, I can encourage you tonight. Shelter is really a place where our impact and where Christ, he wants to shine his light there. He needs to shine his light there, because these people are living in darkness. This is their last little grab onto some dignity. And we can give it to them. And Christ wants it for all of them. Guys, I think that's it from me for Prochorus. Thank you for the time. God bless. I'll speak to you later.
Thanks, Gerard. I was ready there to respond to the altar call. We also have one or two other NGOs, Kipwe and Bridging Abilities, but we'll give you some more info on them next week, Sunday. So mostly as far as our community projects are involved, those are the main ones we're looking at. We're looking at Kipwe, which is our orphan care NGO, Bridging Abilities, dealing with how to help people with physical disabilities. And then Prochorus, as Gerard has just explained to you, and Inspired to Become. But then obviously we have a lot of ministries that focus a little bit more in-house in terms of what happens on a Sunday and what happens with kids and so forth. So I just want to ask my pastors, Theo and Lynette, if they can just come up, and they're just going to give you a little bit of info on the kids' church and what the needs are. And, so come, you two beautiful people. Just give them a hand. And I just want to honor them as well, the Van Houtens. They've been such a big blessing and such an inspiration in their faithfulness throughout the years. And they've thrown their weight into Kids Church, and Kids Church has grown tremendously. So, over to you.
Thanks, Heinrich. Is this thing on? Okay. Good morning, church. My name is Lynette Van Houten. I've also been asked to share a bit about Kids Church. I just want to say it's a great privilege to be involved at the Kids Church, and a great opportunity to see how your children act in a big group environment or in a class environment. You don't need a qualification for that. We just need your heart. It doesn't matter if you are a Buddha Maisie, his egg, or an Englishman. It doesn't matter if you are married or not married, if you've got children or not children, if you're a granny. We really just need your heart and the excitement. The kids, they need the smiles and they need the hugs. And if you want to learn about how to give a hug or how to receive a hug, you just come to Kiddies Church. I must say, Chris, I like the word inspired a lot. You feel inspired afterwards, after you've served there a morning. Sometimes you feel a little bit tired, but most of the times you feel enlightened, because you see the excitement on the little kiddies, on their faces. Laastens, in Afrikaans, ons het regtig julle hande en julle voete nodig om die koninkryk van Jesus uit te brei. Baie dankie.
Soms nie by my. Do you still remember that movie Kindergarten Cop?
That was my first experience with the children's church. I said to them, guys, please be gentle with me. And they looked at me, and because I tried to explain salvation to them, and I said, you know, you can't come with philosophies to Jesus. And they looked at me and said, "Vraag julle maar wat dit beteken." So you just shoot out of the hip. And I always thought I'm not a children's church type person. And I realized God spoke to me very clearly. If we must become all things to all men. For the Jews I become Jew, for the Gentile I become Gentile, but you must become a child to the children. So for me, I just realized that when you walk in there, you go, "Hello, yellow," they light up and you have a connection there. There's some children that even here at school, they come and run to me because they know me from children's church. And what I've realized is within my own home, when other children come to visit us, there's a connection point because I know how to deal with them because I didn't learn it anywhere else but in children's church. And I did it because I had to do it, but now I love doing it. So we also what I realized is when we as parents get confronted with a word like ADHD, jou kind het ADHD, jy gaan Ritalin moet gebruik. The first thing we think, they know, they have all the knowledge. This is what's going to happen to my child. But it's not true. We must really hear from God and be equipped on how we train. Because some children just need some attention. They need to be affirmed. They need to be loved. And then they change. When the home is peaceful, the children become more peaceful as well. And I've experienced it in our own lives. When the marriage is doing well, the children do well. Sometimes in children's church, I see my own children are very fidgety. Then afterwards, we go and we use it as a disciple point. Say, "Daniel, Christian, Papa had dit gesien." And the next time we keep them accountable, and that's how they learn. So now they can sit in a service for 2 hours, where previously the one would have been on that side and the other one would have been on that side. And many of you have been here for a while, have seen that and seen the sweat that both and Lynette had. But being involved in children's church, we got equipped and we got ideas from other people and we did courses to teach our own children how to do it. So what I realized, can you go one back please? There's 36 Sundays left for this year for children's church. If we're going to have children's church on long weekends as well. If you volunteer once in 6 times, that will 6 weeks, that will be 6 times the year. Only 6 times. If you do it once in 4, that will be 9 times for the year. It's not that much. There's holidays in between. So we're really trusting God, and we want to try and move away from the parent helper system so that we just have helpers and more involved helpers, if we have, can call it that way, helpers that will come a bit earlier to help us set up, and then people that just show up at 2:15 and they help the teachers to train the children. You don't have to do any preparation, cutting, anything at home. You can physically just show up and help. What needs to be done, and then afterwards just play with the children, keep them busy until the church is finished. From our side, we are committing to finishing at 10:30 church, so that the parents and the children won't be kept so long, that it's easier for the volunteers to help the children, because it gets very long for the children. So we're trying to commit to that. Then we're trusting God again for the evening services, where we can just flow in the Spirit like what so beautifully happened this morning. Just the last thing that really inspired me as well, 80% of all believers got saved, that who are saved, got saved before the age of 14 years old. 80%. All our investment should go to the children's church, because that's where the biggest return of our investment will be. So I just have a desire, and we've seen many people who come to our church, like Yaku testified, their children said, "We want to stay here." They had 4 other churches they still wanted to visit, but their children wanted to stay here. So for me, it's a great evangelist tool, and we want to ask those guys who've been part of the church to really come and help us in that area. Then we want to help the parents of all the children from grade 1 of onwards to teach all of us to worship with our children in church. So we are, the young kids are going to be signed out still before church or signed in. But for the older children, we want them to be part of the worship. We're going to do one song less, but that they are part of the whole praise, the worship, coming into the presence, people bringing words, we're trusting for healings to be part of that. And then as we take up the offering, the announcements, then they move out to the children's church. It will be less time with them, but it will be a training or a discipling opportunity for us as our parents to train our children to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to flow in worship, because what God is saying, He wants us to be worshipers in spirit and in truth, that we can equip our children to stand strong when the attacks of the world come. And just for me as a father now, Daniel is reading this Flue bookies. And there's about three of them. One was about a witch and another one, a toversleutel. It creeps in everywhere. We can't go to the teachers and get them to stop, but we can make our children resilient to understand that witchcraft is an abomination before God. But God has called us. So we train and teach our children biblical mindsets that they can be equipped when they face the world on how to answer. And this is why I believe Children's Church is probably the most important ministry that we have, because we're equipping the future. So we were asking you to get involved.
Can we please have an amen on that?
Amen. Okay. To my Bible school then. Okay. And then for Bible school, we are going to move venues because we don't have an office, and we're going to present Bible school Tuesday for Bible School 1, 2, and 3 at Live Well Training Center, 17 Orange Street in Bridgewater. And Jimmy was so kind to help us with that. We're really trusting that this will work for us and for them who are part of Live Well. It's amazing work that they're doing there. And I just want to thank you, Jimmy. I want to honor you. It's really great. We're so thankful for the opportunity you're giving us to partner with you with our Bible school. So I just want us to just say thank you to Jimmy for that. Because otherwise it would have been at one of our homes. And now we all can be together. But, you know, Bible school for me is, Jesus says, the truth, we will know the truth, and its truth will set us free. The King James Version says, as we think, so we are. So we think negative thoughts all the time, we will become negative people. So if you say, oh, I'm not going to make it, you probably won't make it. But if there's something that you trust who God is, that God is good, if you believe and know that God is good, our lives will be better. But we many times believe what the world is throwing at us. And the world is throwing at us a socialist, humanist mindset. So that whatever we look at a socialist humanist mindset. We think it's about me and I'm important and I just want to be happy and peace to this world. But what God's mindset is completely different. So for us as believers to have a biblical mindset is the most important thing that we can have. Because if we come to God, we must come to Him by faith. And without faith, we are not. It's not possible to please God. But many times we believe lies about who God is. So we're struggling to have victory in our own lives because of the things that we believe. So for us, Bible school is probably the most important tool that we have to disciple believers for the future. Myself, I bought all the CDs and I put it on my iPod and I would drive to work and I listen to it 2-3 times over each year. I would listen to 2 and 3 times over, and it really transformed the way I was thinking, the way I was believing, the way I was praying. We're doing subjects like salvation, baptism in the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is, the doctrine of God, of Jesus, of man, setting the captives free, healing the brokenhearted, how to interpret Scripture, how to read Scripture, how Scripture builds upon each other, how to give answers to unbelievers, how to give answers about evolution, creationism, amazing subjects that we do, and it really transforms lives. So we want to encourage you to enroll. The first three sessions will be for free until you can decide that you want to do it. It's 900 Rand for the year, 350 Rand for a refresher course. And you can email me or Hollerberg at Shofar Online if you need any information regarding Bible school.
Thank you, Theo. I know many of you are thinking, oh, I remember all of this. Don't worry. We have sent most of the information through to you in the newsletter. So I just want to ask you also just for patience with us at the beginning of the year. We'll be sending a lot of communication through to you just to make sure we're all on the same page. So just bear with us. Don't categorize us under spam mail. If you can, be patient with us. It will taper off as we go into the year. But all of the different ministries and who the contact people are and how you can get involved, we'll mail that through to you as well within the next 2 days. Just grant me the opportunity for 5 minutes to share scripture with you that I believe for us just where we're at right now. You know, we've had some over the holiday times these last few weeks. Some of our friends have gone through challenging times in terms of just the things that have happened to them. And we know the country is in a spot of bother, to put it mildly. We know the world, there's a lot of upheaval there. And I just want to encourage all of us with Psalm 46. It was such amazing, I think it was yesterday or the day before, someone on our We Have a Watchman WhatsApp group, where all the intercessors, they pray together regularly. We share some words, and someone had this word on there as well, which I wanted to share in any case. So it was amazing encouragement. I'm just going to read through it, and then just chat to you on one thing. God is our refuge. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I just want to speak the truth of this word over us. It's the reality of where we live, what we are confronted with. We are not alone. We are not alone. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. And then verse 4, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And that's where we base our confidence in. That's where we base our strength in. I want to encourage you as we fast, take this scripture and meditate upon it, because waters will roar, mountains will be shaken in our lives. Things will happen that want to shake our confidence and our trust in God. And it's important for us as we fast, as we pray, as we meditate, to go deeper into the knowledge of the fact that our God is a mighty fortress. Amen. He's our refuge. He's our shelter. He's our strength. And as we go deeper into this river, as Ezekiel speaks about, the river of the Spirit, as we did this morning, so we just continue to have that river flow through us. God invites us to take another step deeper. I don't know where you are in terms of your flowing in the Spirit of God. I don't know how easily the Spirit can move through you, but I want to encourage you, trust the Lord. God, what is my next step? How can I surrender more to you? That the river flows, it's not just a spiritual river, but a physical river as well that is represented through you and me. And so when the word says it's a river that flows through the city of God, that river consists of us. There where we are, amen, that's where the river is. We take the river wherever we go. Like Mike and the mechanic said, you always take the weather with you. We take the river of God wherever we go. All right, and so I want to encourage you. I'm going to WhatsApp this to all of your small group facilitators, and they're going to WhatsApp it through to you, and you can pray around this little picture that I just want you to keep in mind. Okay, there's a river that flows, and each one of us has to decide, what is my next step in terms of the river of this community? Okay, and just getting started into that, you won't be able to see that too well. But some of us just need to take a step in and roll for Encounter One. We'll send you the dates. In other words, just figure out,
what does this church believe? And join and find out for yourself, does their perspective on salvation, does their perspective on Holy Spirit baptism, does that gel with me? Some of you need to take a step and be baptized. That's your next step of getting started in this river. Some of you need to join a small group. You've been in church maybe for 6 months now or a year. It's time for you to move away from the crowd and into relationship. Get into a small group so we can know when something happens to you, when there's a prayer need, when you need support, or when there's something we can celebrate. And your joy and your sorrow is shared by those around you. Some of you need to just take the next step, take a deep dive into being planted. And that's where we do Encounter 2, where we actually become a member. And we say, I'm not just going to come as a visitor. I'm not just going to come and think, oh, that's amazing service. That was a lovely word. But I'm going to say, that church is my church. That is where I worship together. That is my family. And we join together in hand. Some of you need to trust the Lord over this next few days to have the question answered in your heart. Make up your mind. I want to appeal to you. If you've been here for quite a while, trust God. God, is this my family or should I go to another family? But wherever you go, be planted. Knuckle down, trust the Lord to get to know people and to get your roots sinking in deeper. The third level there is getting equipped. That is where we say, okay, I'm not just going to be a member and going to receive stuff. I'm going to actually come. Trust the Lord to heal my heart so I can be a blessing to other people as well. Encounter 3 is a lovely one for that, as well as Bible school. And the next level there is just getting real. And that is where we step up. You say, I'm not going to look at my excuses. Yes, maybe I'm 50 years old, but at least I don't have my kids around anymore, so I can actually go on a mission. Maybe there's something in your life God has given you. We trust the Lord to release it. Encounter 4 is a lovely one. Spending time just praying through stuff. Maybe that has kept you back. Go on a mission. Okay, go. We'll give you Gene next week. We'll give him some time to chat about our Let's Go mission. We'll be sending the teams and what our heart is behind that. But I'll be sending this through to each one of you. If you're not in a small group, please sign up at the info table so we can get to know you guys and we can come together and we can pray together. I would like us to stand and I just want to pray this prayer over you. Thank you so much for your patience and for being with us. Next week, Sunday, okay, after the service, 20 Aram Street, that's where you can come. You can regale jokes. Some of Kurt's jokes that he shared with you during the year. Come and be just bless Kurt and Machel in our house. That's where we're going to say goodbye to them and just bless them and pray together with them. So if you can make it just for a few hours between 12 and 3, you're most welcome at our house. Come and be a blessing. Pray with them. Tell them how much you love them because the last week will obviously be a bit hectic for them. They'll have a lot of stuff they still need to finish off. Let's pray. Just close your eyes. Father, we thank you so much that we can come together, God, and we can give you these next few days. And Lord, as we just come back to the fact, God, that you have called us, Lord, together to flow in the river of your Spirit, God. You haven't called us to be a little swimmer all by ourselves in the wide ocean, God. But you've called us to go out together. You've called us, God, to ride the waves together. You've called us to learn from one another. You've called us, God, whether it's skimboarding or rollerblading or surfing or handing out soup to the poor or whether it is wiping a baby's bum or whatever it is, God, you have called us to do this together. And God, I just want to pray this knowledge over each one of us that you are in our midst, God. And you will not forsake us and you will not leave us. And you have placed us in one another's lives also to come alongside one another and to encourage each other. So I thank you, God, that in these next few days, you will take each one of us just a little bit deeper into the river of community and into the river of your Spirit. God, we once again want to open our hearts and our lives to the rain of your Spirit for you to come and wash away everything that will want to block the flow of your Spirit. And we thank you that we can with excitement look forward to this year. Thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us thus far. Thank you that at the beginning of this year, we can affirm our God is building his house. The beginning of this year, we can confirm that our God is in our midst. Therefore, we will not fear. He is our very present help in time of trouble. And we speak that knowledge, Lord, over every man, every woman, every child. Thank you, Lord God, for the many children that are worshiping with us, God, and being blessed in the kids' church. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. Thank you for the marriage course where couples' lives are being changed. Thank you for the parenting course where we are being taught how to raise our kids. Thank you for so much that you have given us. And thank you, Lord God, that what you have placed in our hearts this year will flow out of our mouths and through our hands and be a blessing to this town of Somerset West and even beyond the borders of our region in the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you so much for being with us. If you need prayer, if there's anything that we can pray for, please just come in, come to the front. We'd love to pray with you. There's some lovely coffee at the back. We also, from next week, we're going to try and start 9 o'clock sharp. All right, so I want to encourage you. Please make sure we arrive here nice and early so we can get a good head start on the day. The Lord bless you. Have an amazing day. Be blessed. Enjoy the fast. Thank you so much.